This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. About 500 Palestinians were killed in a blast at a Gaza hospital on Tuesday that Palestinian health authorities said was caused by an Israeli airstrike, but that the Israeli military blamed on a failed rocket launch by the militant group Islamic Jihad. Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda reports.
Hundreds of people have been killed in an explosion at a Gaza hospital, according to Palestinian health authorities. They say it was caused by an Israeli airstrike, while the Israeli military is blaming a failed rocket launch by the Palestinian militant group Islamic Jihad. Tuesday's strike on the Al-Ahli Al-Arabi hospital marks the single bloodiest event in Gaza of the war between Israel and Islamist militants.
Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda. The blast took place on the eve of a visit by U.S. President Joe Biden to Israel to show support for the country in its war with Hamas and to hear how Israel plans to minimize civilian casualties. One U.S. aim is to keep the conflict from spreading. Jordan's foreign minister canceled the summit his country was to host in Amman with Biden and the Egyptian and Palestinian leaders. A spokesperson for the Israel Defense Forces on Tuesday warned Hezbollah fighters Israel was prepared to fight if needs be on two fronts against the militants in Lebanon while also conducting operations against Hamas in the Palestinian Gaza Strip.
I would warn Hezbollah to look very carefully. I would also warn the leaders of Lebanon to look very carefully how we are dismantling Hamas in the Gaza Strip.
Spokesperson Peter Lerner. This is VOA News. Russia's parliament took the first step on Tuesday towards revoking ratification of the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan reports.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has stated the decision to withdraw its ratification is to mirror the current status of the CTBT in the United States. It's another move that heightens tensions between the countries since the start of the Ukraine war. Moscow suspended its last remaining nuclear arms treaty with the US in February, and Putin has moved tactical nuclear missiles to Belarus on Ukraine's border. The move to pull away from the CTBT gives Russia legal cover to test if it wanted to. But it says it's not a statement of intent and that it won't test unless the US does.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. A man suspected of shooting dead two Swedish football fans and wounding another in Brussels was a 45-year-old Tunisian who had an asylum application rejected in 2020 but continued to live in Belgium illegally, according to Belgian officials. After an overnight manhunt, police fatally shot the suspect at a cafe in northern Brussels on Tuesday morning, a day after his deadly attack, which prosecutors are treating as an act of terrorism. Authorities said initial indications were that the suspect, who they have not named, was working as a lone wolf rather than part of a broad network. Russia is sending more forces to an eastern Ukraine city. Analysts say Russia's assault there has slowed down in recent days. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The battle for the city of Avdiivka is crucial to Moscow's ambition of securing control of the entire Donetsk region. The UK have called the fight Moscow's most significant offensive operation in Ukraine since the start of the year. Analysts saw signs in recent days of a weakening of the offensive as the number of attempted attacks on the city went down significantly. Russia is trying to bolster its efforts to capture the city by sending more troops. I'm Karen Chamas.
Poland's president should move swiftly to allow the formation of a new government, Donald Tusk, leader of the Civic Coalition, said on Tuesday, after official election results showed his liberal pro-EU party and its allies winning a majority. It would mark a massive shift in Poland after 8 years of conflict between the ruling National Law and Justice Party and the European Union over the rule of law, media freedom, minority rights, and migration. The Electoral Commission confirmed the ruling party had lost its majority, though it remains the largest single party in the lower house of parliament. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or download the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.